Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you for being so real. Thank you for making it clear that we are not wasting our lives. Thank you because every time and every sacrifice and every effort has been confirmed to be worth it. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Look at your neighbor. Say, God shall meet you at the point of your needs. Prophesy to somebody, God who did it for Sister Hanatu will give you a visitation that will change your life. Give the Lord a big clap. There are testimonies that just preach messages. For me, this testimony, after this kind of testimony, if we shared the grace and went home, nobody said we didn't come to church. Because one testimony can preach 1,000 messages. All you need to do is to think carefully about what you heard and ask yourself, what am I hearing? What is God telling me from what I just heard? I pray that we'll still have enough time to do our spiritual irrigation like we did last Sunday. But if not, service is good. Very, very quickly, give the Lord a praise. And wherever that affliction came from, Sister Hanatu, it has returned back to senders. I want the cameraman to show this my guy here with his t-shirt. Show the writing. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Somebody say, back to sender. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. I am on the profit and the dividends of prayer, part 2. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. By the midweek service, we began with the profit or the dividends of prayer, part 1. Our objective was to understand what the dividends of prayer are. What the dividends and the profit of prayer. We said by introduction that the place of prayer was the place of seeking God. When we go in prayer, we go seeking God. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and in verse 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. The place of prayer is the place of seeking God. And the Bible said, God has not called anybody to seek him in vain. According to Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 19. He said, I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. I have not called anyone to seek me in vain. And so if we are not seeking God in vain, then there are dividends in prayer that we expect. Last week, Wednesday, if you weren't there, please, I'd like you to pick up the messages of the message. We looked at 5 of the dividends of prayer. Number 1, we say that prayer gave us access to supernatural power. Number two, we saw prayer. That is, people of prayer, people of power. Number two, we see that prayer gives us access to vision, revelation, and direction. Vision, revelation, direction. You're trusting the Lord for vision for life, for a particular revelation, a particular direction you need to take. The place of prayer, we looked at that last Wednesday. And then we said prayer gave us access to ancient mantles. The mantle of Elijah, the mantle of Paul, the mantle of all the people in scripture. Ancient mantles. We saw that when Jesus was on the mountain of transfiguration and he was interacting with Moses and Elijah at the place of prayer. Fourthly, we said prayer gave us access to spiritual capacity enlargement. At the place of prayer, a man's capacity can be enlarged. Individuals become institutions. Persons become nations at the place of prayer. And then fifthly, we see prayer giving us the privilege of life and character transformation. The person who prays is changed by his prayer life. Privilege of life and character transformation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Going further, we're looking at three more in this second service and then three more in the next service. Number six now. Prayer gives us victory in battle. Dividend of prayer number six is victory in battle. Victory in battle is a major profit, a major dividend of the life of prayer. Call it the guarantee of victory in battle. Men and women of prayer don't end their life's journey in defeat. They don't end their life's journey in defeat. Men and women of prayer, they cannot end their life's journey in defeat. Also note this. Life is a battlefield. But for the person of prayer, victory is constantly guaranteed. Even though life is a battlefield, for the man, the woman of prayer, victory is permanently guaranteed. We have two examples here. Samuel and the people of Israel before the Philistines. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to verse 12. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines." And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto had the Lord helped us." Samuel called on the name of the Lord, and while he combined that with sacrifice, we'll look at that next Sunday. While he combined prayer with sacrifice, the Lord thundered from heaven until the enemy was defeated. I prophesy, I decree today, every enemy of your soul, your life, your destiny, your family shall experience defeat today in the name of Jesus. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 1 to verse 17. 2 Chronicles 21 to 17. It's a long reading. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and then other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that had told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee." from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tema, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. They proclaimed the fast and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Rulest not thou over the kingdoms of the heathen? And so on. We might not have the time to read it all the way, but you read it all the way. Are you not God who drove out the inhabitants before Israel and gave the land to the seed of Abraham thy friend? And they dwell therein and have built a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or a famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and we cry unto you in our affliction, then thou will hear us. And now behold, the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who you will not allow Israel to invade when we were passing, when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us. Have you ever had people try to reward you evil for good? See how they reward us. Did you jump too fast? Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Now, this is the most touching part. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you. But our eyes are upon you. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. He's giving them word of knowledge where to meet them. And you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Somebody give the Lord a big shout of praise. And of course the Lord was with them. If you read verse 22-23, they turned their swords against each other. As the people began to praise the Lord, they turned their weapons against each other and they were defeated. I prophesy upon somebody today, every current battle in your life, that battle shall be lost by the enemy, and that battle shall be won by you. When I say battle from the kingdom of darkness, battle with witches and wizards, battle from the occult realm, I declare victory for you now. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 10, Ephesians 6 and in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle. We are in a fight. Take unto you the whole armor of God. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. He mentioned all the armor, and then mentioned the ultimate one in verse 18, or the final, the concluding one, where he said, praying always. You are in a war, you are in a battle, but pray always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Look at your neighbor, say, prayer wins wars. Say it louder. Say, prayer wins wars. And it will win your war too. Say, prayer wins wars. And it will win your war too. Is there any example in history? Yes. There was in the days of John Wesley a threatened invasion by the French army against the British. It was during what they call the 7 Years' War. King George the First, the King of England, was king at that time. On the 6th day of February, 1756, King George the First declared a national day of fasting and prayer. And he called it the fasting and prayer to seek divine intervention and protection for the nation. And that divine intervention happened, and the threatened French invasion was averted. That is history. In the days of Queen Elizabeth the First, Queen Elizabeth the First, the King of Spain, King Philip the Second, sent 130 ships filled with army, navy, to overthrow the queen. Because the queen was supporting the Dutch against the Spanish. And they were very brutal. Imagine 130 ships loaded with invaders on the high sea coming. The Queen of England declared fasting and prayer. It was called the Spanish Armada. It was in the year of 1588. The British Navy went on to sea after that prayer and outsmarted the Spanish. The whole thing was turned around. The Queen was not overthrown because she knew the power of prayer and declared prayer that averted the invasion. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Beloved, it worked in the Bible. It has worked in history. And it will work in your life. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, I believe in prayer. And it will work. As recently as 1940, during the Second World War, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill declared a day of fasting and prayer on May 26th, 1940, during what they call the Dunkin evacuation. And God gave intervention and there was deliverance. I'm sure that was part of the laws of Germany and the Allies in that Second World War, because there was someone who could declare fasting and prayer. Beloved, we are not just talking about Bible days, we are talking about recent history. I believe in the name of Jesus, everyone here today who will lay hold on the horse of the altar and trust God for any battle you are involved in today, I declare victory in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. So the sixth thing we know is that prayer guarantees victory in battle. And then number seven, the enforcement of divine promises and prophecies. Prayer is profitable for the enforcement of divine promises and prophecies. Prayer is the platform where we enforce what God promised us. We enforce the prophecies. In Psalm 43 and in verse 3, Psalm 43 and in verse 3, the Bible said, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill, unto thy tabernacles. That is, send me word. Send me word. And that word will take me to the place of prayer. Hosea chapter 14 and in verse 2. The Bible said in Hosea chapter 14 and in verse 2, take with you words. And turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity. So we carry words, prophetic words, scriptural promises, and we turn to the Lord at the place of prayer. That was what Daniel did in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2 to verse 3. there was a prophecy. He said in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. I understood that the number of the years in which God said Jerusalem should be in desolation. And because those years have come and the prophecy has not been fulfilled, I set my face to seek the Lord. Where did he get that word from? We read it already in the biblical service in Jeremiah 29 verse 10. Where, that was where Daniel read the scripture where he saw. He said, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. After 70 years, after 70 years, after 70 years, he saw that. And when that was not happening, he went before God in prayer and the captivity was turned. Look at Paul's admonition to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. He said, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare. The prophecies that have gone before you, you use them to war in order to establish. And that happens at the place of prayer. Please note this first. That we war with prophecies unto victory at the place of prayer. According to what we just read. You war with prophecies unto victory at the place of prayer. 1 Timothy 1:18, where we read. I've seen a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people who said that their word came maybe during commanding the day in that prayer or one of the meetings. And they took it to the place of prayer, warred with it until the prophecies came to pass. And secondly, we remind God of his promises unto fulfillment at the place of prayer. We remind God of his promises unto fulfillment at the place of prayer. Isaiah 43 and in verse 26. Isaiah 43 and in verse 26. It says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Every prophecy that is hanging on your head, every prophecy, every promise of God that is hanging somewhere, that is yet to be fulfilled and accomplished in your life, I declare their fulfillment right now in the name of Jesus. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. Finally, what do we gain at the place of prayer? It is called the privilege of intimacy with God. Prophet of prayer, the privilege of intimacy with God. And there are two things I will say there. First, men and women of prayer have the privilege of a solid stand with and before God. Men and women of prayer, they have the privilege of a solid stand with and before God. When people are men of prayer, when they are women of prayer, their stand before God is solid. Genesis 19:27, Abraham woke up early, got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. That is a solid stand with God is guaranteed at the place of prayer. Genesis 19 and in verse 27. Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. He said, before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew this year, but according to my word. The place of prayer is the place where we have a stand. A stand before God that is solid. Secondly, men and women of prayer are heavy carriers of divine presence. Heavy carriers of divine presence and climate. Show me a man of prayer. Show me a woman of prayer. And I will show you someone who is a heavy carrier of divine presence. A heavy carrier of divine climate. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38. We see our master Jesus who was prayer personified. Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Somebody say amen. And the highest thing any man can possess is the presence of God. Beloved brothers and sisters, conclusion today is proceed in prayer with fullness of light, and results are guaranteed in Jesus' name. You proceed with fullness of light. That is, proceed. I mean, understand that you are not wasting your time praying. Understand that you are not just doing an ordinary exercise. Understand that something is happening as you pray. The things itemized. And something shall happen. We are going to be praying again, spiritual irrigation, for another 15 minutes this morning. And I trust the Lord that we shall be through before that time. And while we are in the midst of prayer, anything can happen. I'd like you to picture a particular battle of your life and face that battle in tongues. Isaiah chapter 59 and in verse 19. Isaiah 59 and in verse 19. So shall they fear thy name. Fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against that enemy. So you are going to open your mouth and let the standard be lifted against the enemy of your life, against the enemy of your soul. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your hands. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Lift up your hands and lift your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Lift your hands and voice and say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
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 Today. In the name of Jesus. I am before you today. To release the river of revival. The river of living water. Out of my spirit. Out of my belly. To flood every flood of the enemy, to counter flood every flood of the enemy, to collapse and defeat every battle, every war, every warfare against my life, against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, come upon me afresh and let it flow. Come out now. Lift your hands. If you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, let this be your time. And in doing that, I'm going to lead everybody in a prayer of surrender. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I surrender
my life
to you today.
Today,
in the name of Jesus.
I
ask for forgiveness
for my sin.
Lord Jesus,
you are my Lord
and my Savior.
Holy Spirit,
take your place
in my life.
I receive
fresh fire
of the Holy Ghost,
fresh fire
of tongues,
fresh fire.
I receive
now.
Lift your hands. While this irrigation is on, pains will go. Afflictions will disappear. Ancestral altars will be set on fire. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life shall be uprooted. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I receive
fresh fire
now
to pray in the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands. Are you ready? Lift your hands. No, Mahashatakalala. That's right, it's already happening. When I say in the name of Jesus, receive, that's right. In the name of Jesus, when you said, fire! Now, in the name of Jesus, receive, fire! Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray. Pray. pray.
Ragadi galaga 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 gal
Father, we win the battle against cancer, the battle against cancer, the battle against chronic kidney failure, the battle against paralysis, the battle against premature death, the battle against the agenda of hell. Enforce every prophecy, every promise of God, every prophecy, every promise of God. Father, I enforce your prophecy, your promises for my life. I enforce the promises of God for my life. I enforce the prophecies of God on my life. Let us ask our Kedora Rura. Every prophecy concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my assignment must come to pass. The vision must come to pass. The revelation must come to pass. Your plan must come to pass. Your purpose must come to pass. Rakasa Father, thank you for the privilege of intimacy with you, privilege of relationship with you. Open your heart and pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands high. That battle that takes you to the back all the time. Find yourself dreaming and you're in your father's house, your village, old primary school, secondary school. That battle is over. Hey, that battle with premature death, death looking for you, is over forever.
Amen.
That battle with scarcity and shortage and empty-handedness, limitation of destiny, over forever. Spirit wife, spirit husband, spirit children, torment from hell. Lift up your hands everywhere. And receive the seal. Even when no one else was there, you are there. Even when I can't feel you, Lord, even when I cannot pursue, I still have faith in your word, that you are with me. Lift your hands high. Receive the seal of your victory. Receive an impartation of his power and fire to clean out the battle from your life, to clean out the affliction from your soul, and to set you on the path of victory. Receive his power. Receive an impartation. Receive his strength. Receive his help. Are you ready? When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Place and place the hand on yourself and begin to blast in tongues like never before. Receive it, fresh fire, fresh help, fresh impartation, fresh grace, fresh victory, fresh victory, fresh victory, fresh victory. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Pray the Spirit. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Something happened to you today. Can somebody just give the Lord a 60 second shout of victory? Can you make it? Give me 60 seconds right on the screen. A 60 second. When I say the name of Jesus, want to go. Are you ready to give it the Lord a 60 second? In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, go! Shout for victory! 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 Clap your hands, all ye people! Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph! Shout for victory! 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Hallelujah! Congratulations. Help me shake 3 hands around you and congratulations. Congratulate them. I'm racing against time.